From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Leslie Ovalle. For many South Floridians, the agony over the mass shooting in El Paso and Dayton recalls the trauma of last year's Parkland school shooting. WLRN intern Sophia Kai has this report.
Over 50 residents gathered at the Freedom Tower to honor the victims of this weekend's shootings. They also protested the lack of legislative change on the local and national level. Senator Annette Tadeo was there. Versions of her mantra were repeated again and again throughout the evening.
Here we are, again, saying enough. Ya basta, enough. This is outrageous. What is it going to take? What is it going to take?
Maria Victoria Chacon Briceño is 18 and a volunteer with Students Demand Action. She got involved after the Parkland shooting, and she is disappointed with lawmakers.
What I want to see, politicians step forward, be brave, let go of the corrupt money, and pass policies like universal background checks and red flag laws. If there is no change, I, as an 18-year-old, next year, will be voting them out alongside all of my students. So it'll be on our hands to correct this.
The names of the victims from this weekend were read aloud, followed by a moment of silence.
Sarah Esther Regalado Morier, 66. Javier Rodriguez, 15. I'm sorry. Teresa Sanchez, 82. Angelina Silva Ellisby, 86.
I'm Sophia Kai in Miami.
This is WLRN News. I'm Leslie Ovalle.